Okay. All right, I'm going to call the Camden Planning Board meeting of June 3rd, 2020, in session as of 7:03. Would you all join me in pledge allegiance to the flag? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all. I will do the roll call. Rudy here, Mark here, Brian.
Here.
Scott, absent. Josh.
Here.
Joyce, excused. Judy.
Here.
Rob, excused. And Mike Santa. Did I miss anybody? No. Okay. We only have a couple of things to discuss tonight, just to keep things moving along. There is no new business at this point in time. We do have a little bit of old business to do. The first one is just to get an update and finalize the SIP, this Community Improvement Plan. I believe we have everything that we need. There was only a couple of questions. I did have some questions for the fire department that I haven't gotten answers back yet, but I don't think that is going to affect the getting the draft together, because we've got some numbers in there. It's more clarification of things. From what I have in the understanding that Dennis is still going to say the same way that we did the last time for the road agent, and all of the resurfacing, the payments been taken out. The school district, and Mark, you can correct me if I'm wrong, we're going to leave the way that it was submitted to the board, the way that it is now, but there might be a change based on what the school board and the facilities committee might be recommending. Is that correct, Mark?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, all right. And the recommendation right now from the school board is to just leave things the way it is, and if we need to make a modification, we can do that. Let's see, I think the other one that we did have some questions on, and Chief McGillin is here too. I believe that everything is set for the new PD. From what I understand, Stantec does have numbers, and everything is ready to be entered into here. I don't have the numbers in the latest spreadsheet in here, but from what I understand, and Brian, you can probably address that.
On the PD?
The PD, yeah.
Yeah. Mike, you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we gonna stick with the $400,000 for the building?
Yeah, you got the estimate? I'm having a hard time hearing you guys.
No, I don't have it. I was just curious if we were gonna use, based on the plans that we had received and we went and visited, if we were gonna use that number or no?
I was hoping to keep it down around 400, but I was hoping that the town engineer would have had the plans today, because that's my understanding, it was supposed to be ready, but I haven't seen any numbers or seen anything from him.
Yeah, from what I understand, he has looked at it. I haven't gotten the numbers yet, but I think that he's taking a look at it just to make sure that there is sufficient funding in there. What I'm afraid of is that the $400,000 would be a great deal, but I don't want it to turn into what happened with the transfer station, where when it finally came in for bids, all of a sudden things had to get knocked out or have to come back to the town for more money. So I just want to make sure that you're well protected in that area.
Well, right? The only other thing we were going to do, Mike, is we didn't have an accurate number on a piece of property, correct?
True. And yeah, that was supposedly going to be in the plan too from the engineer.
Okay.
Just his best guesstimate, correct?
Well, obviously he was going to probably be on the top side of everything.
Yeah,
I'm thinking maybe $500,000 as a starting point for the building. Just a rough number if we don't have numbers from the engineer.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what size piece of land we would need if we want to build the PD and have the possibility of adding fire to it at some point in the future.
Right.
You know, it's a 3-acre parcel.
Yeah, I was thinking somewhere between probably 400,000 and 500,000 for a lot.
Okay. Maybe that's a fair number. I mean, I'm not sure what the market, how it is out there, but that's why I was hoping to see what kind of numbers if you did any, you know, from the town engineer there, but.
Well, I'll get a hold of Brian tomorrow. He had an emergency, family emergency tonight, so he wasn't able to attend, but I was hoping he would. But I'll give him a call tomorrow to see what he's got. We'll get his number and get it into the draft so that we can basically finish this up. And if we have to fine-tune it, we can fine-tune it when we get that final draft that everybody can take a look at. Because I'd like to get all these, we're so close. it'd be nice to see what's in there, and then we can make some determinations on how we want to proceed. How's that sound?
Yeah, because I'm hoping that we keep it like under a mil.
Yeah.
Put the CIP.
That would be ideal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's unrealistic either. So.
No.
Why don't we budget for a million?
Pardon?
Why don't we budget it for 1 million?
Well, I'd rather not just say a million. I'd rather like get something from the engineer so we've got something fairly solid.
Yeah, because we did ask Brian for feedback, so we might as well wait and see if he's got something for us.
Right. It's like, you know, when we asked Dennis for the road stuff, I mean, he's got, you know, a good idea and a good feeling for what it costs to build a section of road. Like, I don't. So I think that none of us have an idea of actually how much it would cost to have a police station built. But I think we should look at it from the standpoint is that we wouldn't really be depending on volunteer labor, but that could reduce our ultimate cost. But let's make sure that we've covered all of the bases and any contingencies that we think are going to come up.
Okay.
Good. Anything else on that? Like I said, I think we should have that and the draft go out, I would say probably within a week, so that everybody can have a copy of it.
Yeah.
Whether we discuss it at the 17th or not is going to kind of depend on what we've got on the agenda. But I would like to get it out to everybody so everybody has a chance to review it and make any comments and maybe corrections or whatever.
Then have the public hearing after that?
And then have the public hearing after that, yeah. I think we finalize it on the 17th if we can. Mm-hmm. And then we have the public hearing in July. And then we get it finalized. Because I think that'll also give the school board a chance to, for their final decision, right, Mark?
Yeah, we have a meeting tomorrow night. Hopefully we can get a vote on that. And I know there's some projects that we're gonna be tackling this year into the next year.
Yeah.
That will take some of those projects off, but I didn't want to speak for the chair. That information should come from them.
Great, that's fine. Yeah, if you can get us that information, we might be able to get that to Brian and also include that in the draft too. Perfect. All right, anything else on
July, what are you looking at, 8th? Because you're going to
well,
be
it's tough. The first and the 15th, as I
know. Yeah, because
we have Hebert is the only thing on our agenda for the 17th, so yeah. We can finalize that as you guys wanted to. Severino's coming in with his minor on the 1st.
On the 1st?
July?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then right now we don't have anything scheduled for the 15th of July.
So that's going to be a tough night to have the public hearing, is it, with close to the 4th or no?
Well, I don't know. Is anybody going anywhere?
I don't know.
No fireworks.
I guess we shouldn't worry about it. We'll just schedule it. If they show up, they show up, right?
If not, we'll push it to the 15th. We'll have it on. I'll just keep it on both agendas if we.
Yeah, let's tentatively do it. Schedule for July 1st.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll shoot for the 1st. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to get it wrapped up.
Right, right. It's been dragging out. You know, I think we
3 months longer than it's been 4 months.
Yeah, like 10 weeks, more than that. All right.
So this will have to be noticed in the newspaper.
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody can. Okay.
All right. Great. Excellent. Anything else on the community improvements or
capital improvement? Get all the stuff for the fire department. Or?
I didn't get all the answers from Dean yet, but it's going to mostly be clarification to make sure that there's sufficient in there for what he wants to do, but it's more, the questions were, how long do you have, do you plan on being able to use this station? And is the plan in like 5 years or 7 years or 10 years to add on to the police station? Okay. So it's more of a timing factor than anything else?
I emailed it too, but I wasn't sure. So I kept a copy.
Oh, good, okay. Oh, good, so I got this.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I wasn't here for the 520, but that's why I put it on the 6-3. Those were his answers if you wanted to. And I sent that over to Brian Ruoff, so he has that.
Okay, great. Excellent. All right. Okay. All right, good. Perfect. So I did get an answer, some answers from Fire Chief, which is good. All right. Excellent. Anything else?
What was his answer on the longevity of that department?
He's thinking 20 years.
I thought he had it out there quite a ways.
Yeah.
Which is beyond this CIP, so.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm concerned about, because if we do something with the PD, we want to be looking at other potential things too, like the highway department and the
right. So. Yeah, and we can, you know, obviously we should review this every year anyways, make sure we're still on track.
Yeah.
So. All right. Excellent. So I'll share this with everybody too. It's public information. Okay. That's it on the CIP. Oops, did I lose it right here? Approval of the minutes for May 20th.
Make a motion we approve the minutes as presented for May 20th, 2020.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the minutes? No, hearing none. We'll take a vote. Rudy, yes. Mark? Take that as a yes.
I got the S out of it.
Brian?
Yes.
Josh?
Abstain.
Okay. Judy?
Yes.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got 4, so we can accept the minutes as submitted. All right. Other business, the only thing that I have is we did receive the application to the Wetlands Bureau for replacing the culvert on Courier Road for the Hebert property. The applicant's engineering firm had prepared it, but because it's a town road, then it has to be authorized by the town of Candia. Under normal circumstances, if it was something that the town was going to do, from what I understand from Dennis, how would we proceed on this?
If it was ours, we would just apply for the permit. And I guess my issue with this is we have an applicant's engineer applying for the permit that we need to sign. And so it's not our design, it's what they want to present. So I need to bring it to the Board of Selectmen. It's their road. They need to weigh in on it. My point of view, it's a round pipe, concrete pipe instead of the plastic that they originally proposed. But what it is we have an open bottom culvert there now. It's a stone granite culvert. It's been there 150 years. And to replace it with a round one changes the whole dynamic there. So I've advocated for a box culvert that's open bottom. So this proposal is not that. If we were to be replacing it on the town's behalf and applying for a permit, it would be a box culvert, or it would be restore the one that's there and lengthen it. So that's my opinion, but we need to go to the Board of Selectmen. I think they meet Monday night. I just got this on Friday, so.
We're talking about the CIP. What
was that?
Say again?
Oh, I don't think he was talking to us.
No.
Anyways.
So, I don't know. How does the board feel about the proposal? I mean, it is a selectman's decision, but.
Well, I would probably have two concerns. One of them is that from your recommendation as a road agent for Candia, you're recommending something that's not on here. You're recommending a box culvert would be in the best interest of the town.
Right.
So that would be one thing. The other thing is that, as you said before, it's the applicant's engineering firm that's doing this design, not the town engineer's design. So I would feel that we should probably have Stantec review anything that's submitted, that's going to be submitted mm-hmm. with the town's signature on it.
I agree.
Brian, you'd probably be the best one for this, based on what Dennis is saying from the road agent's standpoint and his review on here, should we draft up a response to their engineering firm saying, like, basically, this is not what we had talked about in anticipation of doing
well,
work
it's more than what we talked about, because it's really nothing what we talked about other than what Dennis had given him for recommendation, what he'd like to see there. But it's still, I think, a decision that the board has to make, like Dennis said, and then we can direct it. Now, if the board says, you know, oh, hell, I'm fine with, going with the culvert, concrete culvert, and not the open bottom stone or concrete structure, but whatever the board decides,
right,
then we can kick it back to them or Brian and say, you know, this is what we want, this is not what we want.
Yeah. Now, you think it should go to the Board of Selectmen?
I think the Board of Selectmen should, you know, decide whether, you know, they want to stick with, you know, because right now we don't know what Dennis is saying. The Diaz may not approve, you know, closing in the bottom, because they do like these concrete structures now that don't interfere with the flow
right.
area of the of these streams.
Yeah.
The same thing I had to do on my property.
Yeah.
You can't even get into the argument of how much does it disturb
right.
when you're putting them in, because it doesn't make sense.
Right.
But they like these open bottom things now.
You know, and you got to remember, this has been there 150 years.
Right.
The embankments are 12 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
Animals and creatures that flow, that travel in that stream are used to having an open bottom. You put
mm-hmm.
a round bottom pipe in there, now they have a vertical wall 12 feet high to climb that.
To get on the other side. Yeah.
It's going to impede that. So, to me, whether it's rebuilt, I mean, a lot of times the state doesn't like those stone culverts to be removed.
I mean, do you think we could get an answer by calling Dennis to see if they want to stick with an open bottom or if they...
I don't know. We could try it. I think after Monday night's meeting with the Board of Selectmen, see the direction they want to go, then we'll explore.
I was
kind of
hoping maybe to have that answer prior
before
to
Monday night.
Yeah.
I could try it.
I mean, it'd just be nice to know if they really like open bottoms, or in this particular
case,
they
do.
They don't care.
We've done two of them so far because that's what they require.
Right. But if we can have that, then that would direct the Board of Selectmen a little better, I think.
And the both of those that we took out were round pipes, and they wanted to see open bottoms. This already has an open bottom, so probably going to want to keep the open bottom.
And I'm almost thinking that if you're going to have to tear it all apart, even to rebuild in kind and add on,
right,
you might as well tear it all apart and put in the concrete.
Put in a new one.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice having the stone there, but we can't just add on.
You can't add on.
No,
to what's
it's
there.
It's got to be redone.
Yeah, because it's had
150
years of
traffic. It's served us well, but you know,
and,
who knows?
And a lot of wear.
You know, I don't want to put 10 feet on both sides and then have it close up in the middle.
And then,
yeah.
Up until now, I've always said I've never seen it overtopped. Well, the beaver dam up in the park broke about, I don't know, a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And overtopped that culvert.
Did it really?
Yeah.
It overtopped that culvert and probably put 2.5 feet of water over the road.
No way.
Wow.
That's a lot.
The beaver dam was up behind Mark's house in the park, and it just let go one day at 11:45 in the morning and just
holy
went right across Podunk
Road. St. Orange must have been worried about getting a boat or
the high water mark on the trees was probably 7 or 8 feet up.
Are you
between
kidding?
Podunk and Courier. It went right over Courier, it went down through the valley into the big swamp, went over Podunk down further, and then it kind of all dissipated before it went back under Podunk. It took out a fair amount of road there, but it was an easy fix because when we lost Podunk during the flood, I filled it all back in with stone, so that didn't go anywhere.
Right. Wow.
So, but it took till 7:30 at night. It let go at 11:45 in the morning.
Really?
It took till 7:30 at night to stop running over the road.
That's
a lot of water.
These beavers do a nice job building dams.
They do. They know what they're doing.
And you know what? They had that dam built back within a week and a half.
Is that the one right by Mark's house?
In a new spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They moved it back a little bit. Right?
They did.
They re-engineered it, didn't they?
Yeah.
I saw it the other day.
They hired a new firm.
They got the older beaver replaced with a younger one. And
wow.
You probably have better luck trying to get an answer than
I'll either. I'll call them on Friday. I do not have time tomorrow, but I'll
That's
call
fine.
Them on Friday.
Well, I think what we'll do then from a planning board standpoint is that we'll note that it was presented to the board and we reviewed it, and the board would like to send it to the Board of Selectmen for their review. But I would also like to add in that the planning board, based on information that we got from the road agent, is hesitant about supporting this particular time because it isn't what has been talked about at the planning board meetings, if that's agreeable to everybody. I don't think we have to take a vote on it, but it's just a recommendation to the board that we're not comfortable with it the way that it's currently being presented.
I think Dennis has expressed it at all those meetings when Jason was here that it was either going to be an open bottom or either the stone in kind or concrete.
Right.
And I guess my real part of my issue with this is the fact that if it's presented that that's what we want to do and it's not what we want to do, we don't want it to influence further projects. We have thinking that we just want to put in a round pipe.
Right.
It's not what we do.
Okay.
We did get rid of the plastic, so we made some
headway. Yeah, we're gaining a little
bit. We made a little bit of headway, yeah.
Do you think it would be appropriate if we had Lisa just draft up just a memo or something to give to the Board of Selectmen?
Sure.
Based on what we just discussed, that we did review.
Yeah, that way you can give it to Linda and then she can put it on the agenda.
Right.
So
that we did review the proposed culvert, but we do have concerns because it doesn't really match what was discussed in previous meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go from there.
And I did send that over for review to Stantec.
Okay. Well.
Well, he can still comment on what was presented.
Yeah, sure.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Without cost or anything.
Okay. Yeah, and just tell him, you can let him know tomorrow, you know, what the board discussed in here. Is that all right with you, Josh and Mark?
Yeah, Josh already gave a
thumbs up. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Good. That's all I have at this point in time. Anybody have anything else that's of pressing issues?
Right.
And good. Nice short meeting once again.
Motion to adjourn?
Wait a minute. One of the things is Lisa had just said something that Hebert's coming in on the 17th. Well, that might change depending on what this goes.
He said that if he can't get it back by this Friday he won't have it in time for the 17th.
Okay.
Right. So
we're going to have to push them off.
Yeah.
They're going to now be on the 1st.
Okay.
So now Severino's going to come in on the 1st and Hebert's going to come in on the 1st.
Okay.
And then if you want, then we can finalize everything. Maybe we could, I'll send out the draft if Brian gives it to us beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have ZRC on the 15th. So we can do planning board, you know, ZRC there and do the CIP if you want to finalize that by.
I'll have Linda. Review a memo too after what the board decides Monday.
Okay.
That helps you to communicate with Jason and whoever too.
Okay.
I mean, you're probably going to tell Jason tomorrow that, sorry, it's no go. Hey, you're not going to have it, so don't rush, Jason.
You're right.
It's too important. We're not going to rush
it. It is.
Yeah. I mean, we just got it on Friday. Got it on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have been surprised if we were.
You must have just gotten it and put it in my mailbox, right?
Yep, and then your wife came and got it, and she sent me an email today saying, okay, I'll have it for you tomorrow. Yeah.
No, I thought we had made it pretty clear about what we were looking for. About.
Yeah.
And that way he, Armin, if he hasn't, you know, I don't know how his traveling is going to go, but I can let him know. And now he'll have 2 weeks and he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Do his flight or car or anything like that.
All right, good. And so then Sabrina's coming in on the 1st for his minor.
For the minor?
Yeah. And he doesn't have time for his major yet.
Right.
Okay. All right. So
he hasn't put anything in for me.
All right. Good.
Yet.
So the 17th, we probably only will do the SIP, and then I'd just like to go over a few potential projects, so we can use the funding that we've got to keep going or getting back onto our schedule with getting things updated to see what we'd like to do next, what we feel would be most appropriate. And we do have a few proposed zoning amendments to take a look at too that are already coming up. So I want to try to get a head start on that before we do like past years when we're pushing the envelope. So other than that, good. I appreciate everybody taking the time. And
motion to adjourn.
Second. I don't think we need to do.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
And Judy?
Yes.
Okay. Motion's made, seconded, and approved. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Dennis, thank you for coming in tonight.
Yeah.